Hey everybody, and welcome to another edition of Birds on a Blue Note. I'm Trevor, joined by Luke and RJ today. Hey guys.
What's up? Hey, how are we doing?
So we are going to cover the series recap of the recent unfortunate drop of the series that we just had. So RJ, I'll start it off with you. Where are your heads at with this? What did you see? What are your takeaways?
Okay, I'm gonna start with the offense because like that's the big thing right now is we signed all these old guys in the offseason to kind of patch our rotation together, and they haven't been great, but they've been good enough to win some of these games. Like we lost game 2, 4-2. The back end of the bullpen has been elite. So like if we can just get the innings, I know that innings, whatever. But like JoJo, another scoreless inning. He's at a 1.17 ERA. Kittredge is another scoreless 1.5 ERA. Both have multiple strikeouts. Helsley, outside of that first save opportunity against the Dodgers, he's been untouchable. The velocity's back in 101, 102.
Five
But yeah,
starts on the year now, right?
I mean, the starters have been good enough, and the bullpen, like the guys, like when we have the lead, have been elite. So the offense is really, I mean, Goldie 3 for 13, 1 RBI on the series. He's currently got the lowest OPS of all our regular starters. I mean, Michael Ciani's got a higher OPS than Paul Goldschmidt right now. That's just not going to cut it, especially if you're hitting the middle of the lineup. You need to drive those runs in. Gorman, 3 for 13, no runs, no RBI. Arenado got a big swing in game one. He hit the early 3-run home run, first inning, and then did nothing the rest of the series. So, I mean, that's the thing. And I know I'm going to swing back to you because you got some thoughts on Mason Wynn. But that's like the key takeaway for me. I know we kind of got blown out of the water game 3, but game 2 is definitely winnable. The offense needs to step up, and it's just unfortunate because like going into the year we thought top 10 offense just based on the names on the paper, and they haven't lived up to that yet. So hopefully they can figure that out.
Yeah.
I was swinging back to you, Trevor, for I know you wanted to talk about Mason Wynn, so I'm not gonna touch on every key note on the series. But yeah, I'd be interested to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, I definitely want to hop on to Wimba, but before I do, Luke, what about your takeaways, man?
I thought the first game, the offense was looking very promising, and I don't know what happened, but they needed to pick it up. But I mean, everyone kind of factored in that game. If they can keep going how they did this game, it'll be good, but we just haven't been seeing that.
Yeah, game one, everyone had a hit or either had like a run or an RBI. Everyone got involved. You're right. So, and then since then, it just kind of fell
Yeah,
off
it
the
all
face of the
comes
earth for
down
some
to that
reason.
situational
Pitching, it's
hit.
been decent. I mean, you could see it doing a little better, but
The thing that frustrated me watching the series was like it seemed like some of our luck when we had runners in scoring position was just so goddamn unlucky. Contreras's line drive to the perfect guy who didn't have to move a goddamn step. So you can't send Gorman, who would have been out by a mile, even though the throw wasn't like there. Like
Oh,
Goldie.
yeah, there's a second and third with no outs.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
mean, what? Like, I know people
Tough.
are gonna harp on the fact that like we didn't do anything the second and third, but we got like a nice sharp hit that just went to the wrong side of the field and was fielded that Goldie had to stop. He did a good job of like letting everybody shift in, you know, make the bases. Nolan did smart base running and made it around a second. And then Wilson slaps that straight line drive, and I was so happy about it. And then it just goes straight to him, and he didn't even have to move. It's like, oh my God, you can't even tag up on that. You know, it's like we did the right things, and it still didn't necessarily pay off. It wasn't like we were sitting with the bat on our shoulders. And then, of course, Crawford came up, and I think he, you know,
Yeah,
he had a good at bat. He had like an eight pitch at bat and whatnot, but then he ended up getting out too on like the perfect strikeout at the bottom of the zone, you know, which was a good call and a good pitch. I mean, but he battled, and the thing
And I
that
know that's one
looked,
thing I know you want to talk about the win is that like it shouldn't have even been Crawford there. So
yeah, and like
we're being
that's the
honest.
thing is ultimately that's what it comes down to with my whole win frustration is I do understand that he is a rookie, especially with his arm and how he uses it on a daily basis. You don't want to burn that thing out. in such a long season. But from what boggles my mind is I was always taught from a player and a managerial perspective, your goal in a long season is to win series, not sweep series, win
Yes.
series. Take two out of every three or take two out of every four and split. That is your goal. That's how you get to 100 wins as an MLB team, by doing those sorts of things. And
Yeah, beat the bad teams, be 500 against the good teams, and you're a playoff team. Yep.
you got to sit your guys. You have to understand that this is a marathon and not a sprint. The teams that try to turn this into a sprint, they end up falling off come July or August when injuries fall in, when fatigue falls in. I don't
Do you
know
mean like
about
the
you
Mickey
guys,
and Blinken
but
days, right?
having thrown over 100 innings myself multiple years, it wears on your arm. You can feel your arm turn to rubber. So I get sitting wind, but you have to pick and choose the right time to sit wind. He is producing. He is one of the few guys on the team that's producing, and he is great defensively right now. So when you're sitting him in a rubber match, I'm just completely baffled.
Hasn't he sat at least one game per series so far?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I get sitting him, but they're sitting him way too often. The guy's hitting 350. He's 2 for 4 game one, 2 for 4 game two. He had multiple RBIs game one. He had one of the only two RBIs we had game two. And then they bench him. And he's, like you mentioned, Luke, he's sat at least one game every series. And like, they'll do it like before off days or right after off days too. It doesn't make, he's the only one being treated this way. Like he's one of three guys that are consistently hitting, and it doesn't make sense. Like you mentioned, Trevor, if you're trying to win a series, you don't bench your best bat. It doesn't, and like it'd make more sense, I guess, too, if Crawford was like a legitimate replacement. You know, you could live with him for like a day, but he's last season he's one of the worst hitters in baseball. He's sitting at like about a 20 OPS plus right now. It doesn't have the defense. It's weird.
I just it is it's frustrating because the whole game you're thinking, where is this offense? And having him just as a pinch hitter possibility in the game or defensive substitutionally, I can't wrap my head around it logically. And then adding to that, pulling him in the game. Miles was doing so well in that rubber match. And this is now two games now, this series, where he pulled our starter with less than, I believe, 80 pitches.
Yeah, and he's only
Now,
up in the fourth inning.
I know in the other situation, it looked like there might have been a possible injury or a tweak, and that was kind of setting things off. But Miles had been looking fine. Miles is a professional, he is in the major leagues. You, as a manager, have to leave him in if he's been doing well the entire game just because he's having one rough inning. If he
Didn't he
ends
do
up.
that with Mattson Gibson too?
Well,
Yeah,
that was
he did
my
it with the
point.
Mets. Gibson got through six.
Gibson got through six, but he had
Mets
been
got through
shelled early, which was different. And his pitch count was high. I think Gibson got through 95, so
Okay.
closer to that 100 mark. But let Miles have another two batters. If the game's already going to hell, either let your guy get out of it and then rely on the offense, or he got lucky because Fernandez came in and took up two innings, but so we didn't really destroy the bullpen, but that's just getting lucky. It's not smart managing.
But not only that, to like extend on that a little bit, it's like, what did we talk about all offseason when we signed Sonny Gray and we signed Lance Lynn and we signed Kyle Gibson? Because, like,
Innings.
aside from Sonny Gray, who's like
Innings.
innings,
Yeah,
right? So we
that was
got
the
these
main
guys.
motto.
So,
Yeah,
like, now
these pitchers gonna throw innings.
you're going against your own philosophy. So, I don't, yeah, you're right.
Pulling him
It's
before the fifth and 75. What the fuck are you doing?
weird. You told us
Has any of our
innings.
stars besides Gibson made it to seven?
Did he make it to seven or sorry?
He
He
made
made
it
it
his
through the
first game and made
seven.
to
He didn't get
seven.
through seven, though.
Okay.
Yes, that's right.
But that's what we need. He literally he came as close to a quality start as you can get without actually getting it. He had six innings, four runs.
Yeah, one less run, that's a quality start.
Yeah.
Saves the bullpen a little bit. You only have to cover three innings then.
I
The
don't
offense,
get
yeah, the
I
offense
get
does their
that
job.
Miles looked off, and he did. You can tell, but like again, he had been stymieing them the whole game. They're not just going to suddenly be taking every pitch on him and whatnot. So, in my opinion, you have to leave him in there and let him just deal with the hellfire and sacrifice again. But any final thoughts on the Diamondback series, you guys?
I mean, I already talked about it. Offense needs to figure it out. That's the end of the day. We can win 4-2 game two. That's with the names in our lineup. I mean, like I think I already mentioned this, but Goldie's only got one extra base hit on the season, and it was that home run opening day.
We
We need
scored
our guys to start driving in these runs. We can't.
game two. We had 11 hits, scored two runs.
Yeah, it's
And
well.
it can't happen.
We're not
That can't
slugging though either, so like we're not slugging. It's easier to score runs when you slug and you're hitting doubles and home runs, so like you don't have to rely on the BABIP and like getting those squeakers through the infield or those bloops that like famously always seem to happen against us, but we never seem to get yeah, more slugging, especially from Goldie and Gorman. I'm hoping Arenado, like that first game helped. That was a good looking swing. He's kind of looked off this year in game one. That was one of the better swings he's taken. He pulled it. He followed through all the way like he usually does. But yeah, offense, like we're not even talking about this series as a loss if the offense picks it up. I mean, that game two is really winnable. Game three, maybe, I don't know. We probably still sit win. We'd probably sit here and still complain about it, but
Again, I'm not complaining about sitting win if we have the series.
yeah.
You will not hear a fucking peep from me. If we won a series, I am all for the, strategy of win the first two, sit the fuck everybody that you need to on the third game. Anybody that needs a rest, perfect. It's a long season, and again, if you're taking at least two games every series, you will in fact end up over 100 wins. It's just the math on it. So I don't mind doing that, but again, it has to be smart picking. So you can sit guys second game if you know you're going up against the Cy Young award winner and know it's going to be a hard battle to begin with, and focus on this is where like being a manager, you really have to be thinking more long term rather than short term. The guys that focus on these short-term solutions or try to win every single game, their teams don't do well because that's not how baseball is set up. You are set up to fail. You are going to fail. Even
I'm just realizing they did this exact thing with Gorman last year.
yeah, they
yeah,
did.
they
I
did.
was like, do they not learn their lesson? No, there was again, there's nothing wrong with the strategy. The strategy is sound if the rest of it is going, but it doesn't make sense when you're
Yeah.
losing series to then also sit him. You know, you
Because
have
last
somebody
year,
else's power.
Gorman,
Sit.
he was doing pretty good.
I don't mind sitting
Exactly.
Walker
Like,
because Walker's
yeah.
looked off, but don't sit Wynn, you know, like.
Hit 350, right? Like, especially if Goldie and Arenado and Gorman are not coming through consistently.
Yeah.
You want your best bats in the lineup when you're trying to win a series. Yeah.
Amen. So, coming up now, looking forward ahead on the schedule. Tonight, we kick off a three-game series against the Athletics. We have going tonight, we have Sonny, which is nice. Get a nice start with him. We're going against Stripling, so hopefully we can jump on them. And then tomorrow night, we have Lynn going and finishing that up. On Wednesday, we have Matt. So if our bullpen continues to produce, hopefully we can sweep the series, but we can't take this A's team lightly, can we, RJ?
They've won six of their last eight. They started the season 1-7, then won 6 of 8 since then. They have the same exact record as us. It's they're a team that has nothing to play for. So, you run into those guys sometimes that just like they already know, like they it's no big deal. They kind of let loose a little bit, and Definitely wouldn't take them for granted. 100%. Yeah, 6 of 8 is like nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah. What about you, Luke? Anything you want to see in particular this upcoming series other than offense?
No, I mean, we just need the offense to show up. I mean, there's nothing more to it.
Yeah, really is. All right, guys. Well, thanks for joining me tonight on this episode. That'll do it for this recap edition, and we will catch you guys later. Take care and have a good one.